That's called 28th Day. That's the name of the band. And that's a song called What Does It Mean to Me? We've got 28th Day, four of them, four out of the five, sitting around here. And I guess maybe we can just kind of go around the circle and introduce ourselves.
Well, Michael DeArmor is the rude boy.
Yeah, Pete Beck, bass and assorted, well, never mind.
Assorted noises.
I'm Alan, and I play guitars.
I'm Bobby, and I sing.
You're the voice.
She does the words.
And I'm sensitive.
And you guys just had your first gig at the Pink Palace
you just heard
here in town.
That was from, that song you just heard was from that,
that
show, Pink Palace.
In fact, every song you'll ever hear is probably from that show, that gig, that night.
This is true.
I like to stress originals at our parties and stuff, or gigs like originals. We don't believe in covers until you...
They don't exist as far as we're concerned. Only 28th Day.
Any cover to be done is ours, you know.
28th Day. What is 28th Day? Where did the name come from? What does it mean? It
took us 28 days to learn how to play our instruments.
I don't believe that. Now, what's the real... Now, come on, tell us what the real meaning of the word is.
What does 28 mean to you? You see, it happens with females and stuff, like 28th day of the... month and
no, that's
well.
Okay, that's that sounds more honest to me.
The moon.
The moon and females, right?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. I'm not really sure.
Well, how would you describe your own type of music or whatever?
Well, I'm sure we're gonna be categorized as punks, and that's probably wrong. I think the word like individualist band.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, we're like a psychedelic.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, a psychedelic punk band. I think I don't want to. I just call ourselves punk and psychedelic. But I think we got our own little style.
Well, when who what kind of records do you have at home? Who do you listen to, and where does it come through in your music?
Well, for me, I think the Gun Club and Jeffrey Lee Pierce really kicks
Frank
ass.
Sinatra. I got, you know, Glenn Miller.
TSOL.
Frank Sinatra.
TSOL is a big influence right
Peter
now.
Peter Gabriel.
The Archies.
Archies and the Monkees were a big influence.
The Monkees were hot. Yeah.
The Beatles.
Well, we're hoping to go over to England soon and take a Haircut 100's place and get a TV series and stuff over there. I got some leg warmers and some leather shoes and stuff, so I'm really hip to that.
We're all trying to become, you know, the new Youth Serenade.
Yeah.
You know, those little guys that run around on British television.
What do you hope to do to Chico, or do you hope to do anything to Chico? Do you plan on breaking up next week, or do you?
Well, people say this town's dead. There's not a scene, but there's always someone out there to listen.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'm not gonna, like, San Francisco's there and stuff. We're gonna head down to the Bay Area soon, but we're not gonna give up on Chico. There's a lot of people in Chico that needs a new musical outlet, and why should we just say, well, shit on this system? We're heading down to San Francisco, but we're gonna stay here and play also. I mean, we owe it to Chico. This is our hometown. This is our base.
Oh yeah.
Well, we'll have some more conversation with the 28th Day right after some more music from 28th Day. What's the name of this song?
Wow, man.
I can tell you. It's called I'm only asking you his name.
Yeah, and then Poor Boy for Girl.
Okay, here it is. The 28th Day, a Chico band recorded live in Chico.
Here we go.
On a Chico radio station. This is KCSU.
In Chico, the 95th parallel.
Are you there?